OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about who recorded the video? T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Yes, we are definitely chilling here at the Kicker Spot, where you know we like to keep it smooth, a little bumpy, and then ride it around and grind a little bit. You got to grind on it. Well, what's up, everybody? Good evening, and we're going to have a good time. Tonight is, where are we at today? It's a beautiful sunny day here in California. For those who aren't here, sorry. Come out and visit. We'd love to have you. Definitely come out and visit. We'd love to have you. But, okay, so I was after you guys just trying to catch up on all that's going on in the world. I was just reading up on all these little ditties, but I'm going to let you guys know about them more and more as we go, as we get into the night. So welcome to the Kicker Spot, you guys. Definitely go ahead and grab you a drink, maybe a cookie, a hot dog, hell, a slab of ribs. Get into it, and let's have fun. All right, you guys, I want to make sure you guys know that you can always visit T'Angelo.com for all things T'Angelo and T'Angelo Live. If you happen to stop by T'Angelo.com, be sure to click the link on the left that says add to the mailing list so you can get emails and press releases on all things T'Angelo. Also, I would recommend and I would ask thee to stop by T'Angelo Live's new Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/T'Angelo Live and just go ahead and like the page. I need all the numbers and all the support I can get. There's a lot of cool things coming up that I have in the works. And, you know, all the advertisers and all the major celebrities who we want to see and hear from really want to see that you guys are listening and supporting. So please swing by facebook.com/T'Angelo Live and like the page. Also, don't forget for my Twitter words, you can definitely find T'Angelo Live on Twitter. So hit me up there. Follow me as I can follow you. And it's been going pretty cool. I've been getting some people following me, so it's awesome. I'm hitting you guys back and getting into it. So that's amazing as well. I have a blast chatting with you guys. So definitely keep it up. What else we have going on? Oh, also, I wanted to mention to you guys that T'Angelo Live, and I know I keep talking about T'Angelo Live, and that's just like the brand name of all things T'Angelo. And T'Angelo Live has something really exciting coming up. That project has been in the works for a minute now, and we're definitely gearing up to, oh my goodness, like a loud plane outside. Is it landing on the top of the building? Oh, wow. That was excessive. Okay. No, Veronica, I didn't know. Okay. Oh, I guess someone's coming on the roof. Okay, my bad. All right. Anyhow, so T'Angelo Live, you guys, definitely has a lot of cool, exciting things coming up. I've mentioned it a few times, but now I have to mention it because it's even closer. Like, it's really right around the corner. So I want you guys to be excited as this, as the pre-production phase is starting to come to a production moment, okay? So definitely check it out and stay tuned. But to make sure you don't miss anything, like the T'Angelo Live page on Facebook, okay, you guys? I really need your help with this one, okay? As you guys continue to like the pages and follow the Twitter, it just really helps, you know, all the entrepreneurs out there, as myself, you know, is on my grind doing what I do, and for all the other entrepreneurs out there, and if you're a fan of music or someone's service or their talents and gifts, be sure to support them, you know. Make sure if you're a fan of the T'Angelo Live show and the Kicker Spot, you know, like the pages, post the comments, and do all that stuff. It just lets people know that you're there. And again, for all the big wigs in the business world, it lets them know that you're there as well. All right? We know you got our backs. We got to make sure everybody else know that. It's a business thing. And we got love for you. Yeah. All right, you guys. So, So, anyhow, with all that being said and done, please be sure you guys are following me on Facebook, T'Angelo Live's Facebook page.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Alrighty, you guys. So tonight, we will be doing my weekly segment on your love life. And today's, what I'm doing is I just give out love life tips, you know, tips for relationships. I have a lot of friends, a lot of different supporters and fans who like, who talk to me about the relationships, and I give them insight, and it seems to be going very well. So I thought, well, hey, to my listeners, they have some things going on too, so I should share the same things I talk to people in person with or on with social medias with you guys, okay? So all of my tips are pretty much things I'm regurgitating that I've already told someone or someone's told me. And therefore, this week's tip is play it cool. Yeah, we have to learn to work that one into our habits, because sometimes we just get a little bit carried away. We have to kind of work on that. And I really believe that playing it cool is the best way to go. I'm trying to think it's the best. I'm probably going to have to go say that it's one of the best ways to approach, you know, a new relationship or a new person, because if you get too caught up and get too carried away, it makes people nervous and they get scared and then they kind of like disappear, you know? So here it is. Let me just post this here. I'm posting it on Facebook, you guys, so you don't miss this. But if you happen to be on Facebook or Twitter, you can see the key point there, which is play it cool, okay? So be sure to do that. Also, this evening there will be, in the Celebrity Hub, we will discuss a handful of interesting topics, interesting stories there. Everything from Bobby Brown being in rehab, Chris Brown and Drake in a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to hear about who's recently engaged, someone I think we're really going to be happy for, I'm really excited to hear about. And then lastly, there was something else interesting that we're going to discuss. Well, you know what? You guys have to hear about it when it comes along, because it's going to be exciting. You will not want to miss the Celebrity Hub. But I do know Rihanna's name was mentioned in there somewhere. I think Halle Berry's name was mentioned in there somewhere. It's going to be a nice little moment. I'm going to give you guys my thoughts on all this stuff, too, so we can just discuss and, you know, see how we all feel about what's going on. And then, oh, goodness, yes, most excitingly, for tonight's show, most excitingly, I have the opportunity to introduce to you our live celebrity guest for this evening. And yes, this R&B sensation, this heartthrob, this singer, this songwriter, he is a celebrity in his own right. And we have to ask the question, what time is it? Yes, it is Q time. Tonight, Q time will be chilling here at the Kicker Spot. Yes, he will be coming through, lacing us with a couple of tracks, giving us all the live performances and all the backstage juice about how it is to be traveling, doing what you love to do. So we definitely want to make sure you guys check out our boy Q time, who will be here tonight, chilling at the Kicker Spot. And then you can also hear his recent single, which we'll be playing tonight, entitled Birthday. And for those who keep up, you guys know this is my birth month, so it's an appropriate song to play in such an appropriate time. So I'm definitely excited to let you guys hear that tonight, all right? So be sure also to call into the show if you want to chat it up with our boy Q Time. And the radio line is 718. The radio line is 718-664-6543. That was it, 718-664-6543. All right, you guys? So we're going to take a quick musical break, but when we return, I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys that get into the relationship tip of the week, which is play it cool. And also take a moment, you guys, to go like the T'Angelo Live fan page.
Yeah, I like that, huh?
Get it, mama.
Mama, go get it. Keep that like that. You bring home some kids you can't feed.
On August 17th, Foxy up there, comes the extraordinary story.
All I think about is music.
I'm looking for a new act to open up for myself.
Of three sisters.
This is Mr. Robinson of Columbia Records.
Hi.
They even say hi in harmony.
Wow.
The sacrifices they made.
Was my life not enough of a cautionary tale for you?
People are trying to destroy what we built.
And the strength they needed.
Why would the Lord give me this gift if I wasn't supposed to use it?
To reach their dreams.
You and me, we started this thing.
Jordan Sparks, Whitney Houston, Derek Luke, Mike Epps, CeeLo Green, in the most most anticipated musical event of the summer.
I always knew you had the gift. Makes me feel I've done something right. Don't lose it.
Sparkle, directed by Salim Akil. Go online for exclusive behind-the-scenes footage for the music video of the Whitney Houston and Jordan Sparks song Celebrate.
T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kicker Spot. So now, relationship tip of the week. Play it cool. All right, so you guys, with relationships seeming to be the thing, like a real relationship, like a lovey-dovey relationship, seems to be a thing of the past. I mean, I'm starting to see people, especially the hopeless romantics, get a little carried away in the approach because, you know, people just aren't dating and falling in love like, you know, people used to back in the 70s. So I'm starting to see a little bit too much going out. I mean, pouring out your feelings on the first date, moving a little bit too fast, not allowing the natural growth of the relationship, and, the worst thing of all, and I'm sure we all have experienced this if you're in the single dating game, the worst freaking thing of all, someone who's always calling and texting you. Damn it! Ugh! Can you stop? Like, do not call and text me. I'm sorry, I just got irritated because I remember how I felt. I totally remember how I felt. Like, why the hell is my phone buzzing again? Like, really right now? Okay, I will digress. Yes, I know I missed your phone call. Yes, I see that you text me. But damn it, you're not the only person I know. I will get back to you in my own time. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm trying to calm down. You guys see I have a little pet peeve about that one. It gets to me. We'll cover it. We'll cover it. Okay, I'm calming down. I'm calming down. All right, so here we go. One time it was funny. Me and Carla, you know, Carla B of Entertainment Buzz, Carla B was talking with me, and she once asked me, Tiangelo, why do people feel that texting is less intrusive? Like, you know, if you text a person at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's, you know, it's not as bad as calling them because, you know, it's just a text message. And I was like, I told her, well, I guess it's because people feel that receiving a text message is not as intrusive because you get to decide if you want to reply or not, right, you know, which is kind of true. But, you know, they send you a little text message. If your phone is kind of like mine and you're kind of smart, it's a little chime versus a long song playing or something for a text message, a little chime so you know a text message is there. A little less intrusive than a phone call, yes. But at the same time, if you are texting me again like 3 minutes later and then again 3 minutes after that, always to the point of calling me, it's irritating. Like, don't do that. Like, don't freaking be a pest. And that's where the week's tip comes in. Play it cool. Send a text and chill out. At best, 6 hours later, maybe check up on me and make sure I'm not dead. Other than that, play it cool. Also, don't be a stalker. Just don't do it. In today's time, 2012, there's about 13 different ways to communicate with one said person. Okay, you could they have 3 different emails, you have Facebook, you have Twitter, you have LinkedIn, and so forth, so forth, so forth, okay? You don't have to befriend the people on Facebook either. You don't have to reach out to them in all these different mediums. Just calm down, okay? And then speaking of Facebook, you guys, you may not want to befriend everybody on these social sites. A matter of fact, just hold off on it altogether. Because at first, I mean, you don't really know if you really want this person involved in your space. I mean, let the relationship kind of grow, you know? See if you like the person. You might later on figure out that you, like, hate their, like, the way they talk or their breath or something, you know? But now you've allowed them into your world or Facebook, and you, I mean, you could, I guess, unfriend them. You could. But I'm just saying, don't even take it that far. Oh, can we be friends? Not quite yet. I don't know if I want you seeing who my mama is. Like, I don't know if I want you knowing that my sister just had a baby and all that stuff. Just back about my world, you know? And, again, you guys just not rush into letting people into your personal life. I mean, it's an important thing to you. So don't be so quick to do it, you know? Play it cool. Just play it cool. Another one, these pet names. OMG. Calm that ish down. Calm it down on using pet names like in the first week, okay? I hate that when someone will start calling you, hey, babe, well, how you doing, boo, in a text message, thinking it's okay that you send it a text message. Nah, it's not okay. And when I see it, I'm like, what the hell? I've even had the situation where you, like, are texting and talking and whatever in the digital world with the person for a couple of weeks before you actually meet, and right around week two, you start seeing that they're, like, calling you boo and babe and crap. Really? How does that work? We haven't even met yet. Calm that ish down. Matter of fact, just play it cool. Play it cool. All right, now, try not to get started. When you get started with the relationship of getting all weird around the person either, you know, you don't want to get, like, really edgy, start shaking, get really nervous and sweaty and stuff. Again, why are you doing all that? These kind of habits can lead to you becoming, like, a babbling idiot because you start getting shaky and weird, and when they come around you, you start trying to figure out something to say when you really could have just said nothing at all. But you're trying to think, okay, I got to talk now. What should I say? Oh, I should say something. Oh, my God, here it comes. Oh, my God, here she is. Oh, my goodness, she's looking at me. Oh, my goodness, he's looking at me. He's going to touch me. Okay, you don't have to do all that to yourself. Calm that mental down. And once again, don't become a babbling idiot. Just play it cool. And then lastly, I'm going to have to say this, you guys. Just allow the relationship to grow. Allow them to become into you a little bit. You know, it's a new date. Do you know people enjoy missing other people? Let them miss you a little bit. Okay, you have to create a little bit of mystery, you know, make it a bit of a challenge. And, I mean, you know, guys like to chase after girls and know that girls do like a little resistance from men. I mean, I don't know, but you know you always want something that you can't have, you know. And remember, no one wants a stalker. So please be sure to just play it cool. We'll be right back.
Angelo, and you are chilling at the kicking spot.
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's your boy, T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O. It's T'Angelo. Okay, so what's going on, you guys? So right now, we are actually gearing up to chat it up, to hang out and kick it with our boy, Q-Time. Yes, Tommy, Q-Time is in the building, and y'all, he's probably going to drink some at the cocktail over there with Veronica. Okay. See, she's looking at me because I said her name. Anyhow, so, you guys, we're going to go ahead and get into our, what time is it? It's about to be Q-Time! So, matter of fact, we're going to check out Q-Time's latest single, Birthday. So, you guys, we're going to go ahead and just take a quick musical break. Yes. And when we return, we will be hanging out with our Chi-Town friend, our Chi-Town. Yes, you guys, he's from Chicago. So, for all y'all, Chicago. From all the people who from Chicago. All the people who live in Chicago, this is the boy right here, Q-Time, and we are now going to listen to his recent release entitled Birthday. And ladies, know that you are going to love this, okay? You're going to love this one, so check it out. And you are tuned in to The Kick It Spot.
Oh,
Yo, 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 what's going on, you guys? With that was the track Birthday. I know y'all was feeling that because I was over here grooving, actually. I was going to sing it right then, but I thought I wouldn't exactly sing the song with the guy who sings it being on, you know, on the show right now. So I'm going to wait until later and probably do my rendition of it after you guys next week. So, anyhow, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and welcome my boy Q-Time to the show. What's going on, my man?
Hey, what's going on? What time is it? It's Q-Time. How's everybody
Q-Time?
Doing?
So I think I'm going to go ahead and remix Birthday.
Hey, man, hey, do your version of it. You feel what I'm saying? Hey, that's what it's about, you know?
I'm feeling that. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get in the studio tonight. Yeah, I'm going to be Birthday. Well, my voice is kind of harsh right now, but I'm going to work on that.
I got you.
So how have you been, my man? It's been a minute since Alaska.
Yeah, man, I've just been working hard. Like, that's the main thing. It's just, like, staying on my grind and just been performing something everywhere, man. So that's my main thing right now, man, is just getting everything together. So, you know, the world's definitely going to be ready for Q-Time, you know. So my head's
up.
I'm all right.
And I know your vocals are on point because for those of you out there who haven't seen it, you got to go to EOTMTV.com and y'all can check out the backstage footage of when the homie Q-Time just jumped on a piano and started lacing the hotel lobby with vocal skills. Like, it was sick. Have you seen the video, Q?
Yeah, man, I definitely seen it, man. And, you know, as a musician, you got to be ready 24-7, you know. So I seen the piano. You know, I didn't even know no piano was there. You know that. So, you know, I love it, man. It's my life, so that's what I do.
Yeah, we definitely shut that lobby down. And wasn't that crazy for the first night in the hotel lobby, like everyone to be vibing so beautifully? We had all just met.
I know, right? You know what I'm saying? And I definitely want to give a shout-out to the promoter, Dominic, out there that put everything together, man. That, you know, the show was definitely a very, 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 very great success. So, you know.
Yeah, it was awesome. Big ups to Dominic. That was awesome. I thought it was cool. I was like, wait, did we all just meet 15 minutes ago?
Definitely, man. Yeah.
So, Coolio, so now, with us being, you know, months later, what is going on with you these days?
Right now, man, I'm definitely putting the finishing touches to the rest of my album. Right now, man, a blessing just happened to where I'm going to be shooting a movie out there in Canada. It's going to be called The Rain. So
that's what I heard. Yeah, you're making your movie debut.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? So, and also New York City, Long Island City, in September, I'm going to be performing at the rooftop at the Z Hotel. So, yeah, man.
Okay, so you got a few things going on. I'm a backup. So for The Rain, what kind of character are you playing?
It's actually ironic. I'm actually going to be playing a musician. So I'm going to be playing. Yeah, it's based on, like, this in the time frame of, like, the 70s. It's about this musician all the trials and tribulations that he go through, you know. But, you know, it's definitely, like, sort of like the new age of what's that, like a sparkle, but yet a male version of it. So.
Oh, okay. Yep. I dig it.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
that's cool.
Wait.
So, when do you start shooting that?
I'm supposed to be starting sometime in like December. They haven't really confirmed all the dates yet, but they said it's
definitely
this year. So, you know, Canada winter time I heard is kind of, you know, rough. So we'll see. So we'll see. Though,
but you're from Chicago. Y'all kind of have some extreme weather out there.
I was just going to say that. I come from the Windy City, you know, so, you know, I'll get used to it. I'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm from sunny SoCal. I would die.
man.
I don't know about all that. The sun is up right now. Like, it ain't even going. It's still some sunlight outside right now.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah, I can still see the sun setting over the Pacific Ocean. But
wow.
Yeah, but nonetheless. So, okay, so now we have the album being finished up. Have you come to a title yet?
You know what? I really haven't yet. So, you know, this is a concept album, so I'm basically, like, taking my time with it. So, you know, I definitely have some great songs on there, like some things that people never heard before. The writing, I went, like, you know, deep down inside and just constructed just this piece of work. And I definitely think the world is going to be pleased with what I put out there, so. you know.
That's awesome. You guys, we're currently here chilling at the Kicker Spot with our boy Q-Time, R&B sensation Q-Time. Definitely, yes, if you just tuned in, y'all missed him. Y'all missed his first, or the first thing we played, Birthday, which was awesome. So make sure you catch the archive and listen to that again. So now, with the album, you know, as you're working on and getting deep, what are some things that the listeners can look out for? Like, are we talking about breakups? Are you talking about bashing out windows? Are you cheating on your girl? Like, what's up?
I got this one song that's called Hero. And this song, I'm actually going to begin, doing that. I just came up with it or whatever. And it's just about, it's about this girl that she went through so many problems in her life. And I'm saying, you know what, baby, why don't you let me be your hero? Why don't you let me, mend your past, you know, your broken up heart and all that type of stuff. So it's like I'm basically, using a lot of metaphors, you know. Yeah, man, so, when I say concept albums, my album is actually speaking about something, you know. It's not just, you know what I'm saying, so.
Okay, yeah. Okay. We'll definitely make sure you come back out here, come back on and chill at the Kicker Spot so we can definitely put on some nice aroma candles and get some nice wine and cheese out here and just lay back and have an album chill out party.
Oh, you know it, man. Get some ladies, you know, tell the ladies to come by, you know, and
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And I have a perfect outfit for them to wear, too. It's much of nothing, but if they squeeze their stomach in right, it'll cover all the necessary parts.
Hey, to each his own, man.
It's sheer, and actually I had one of the models over here yesterday. She said, "People can see right through it." I was like, no, it's like the Matrix. You got to know the code to see through it.
Okay, that was sad, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'll be weird. And I just put the material down, actually. I'm not playing with you. I just put it back. But anyhow, okay. So, So we talked about the track Birthday. So talk about that for us. It seems to be a crowd pleaser. I mean, it really does. You have a birthday track, and everybody loves a good birthday song. How's the response been for you with this song?
Oh, you know what? Everybody loves it because every single day is always somebody's birthday. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So, you know, so it's always the one or two people in the crowd that's like, you know what? Man, he was singing that just to me. You know what I'm saying?
I can say I'm probably a little jealous because I would want to have that song because now every time you sing, you have an excuse to invite somebody up on stage.
There you go.
Whose birthday is it? Well, come on up.
See, you got the concept. That's what it's about, man. So,
That's awesome. Okay, and then also, what would you say is one of your favorite songs to perform? I saw you in Alaska, and you did your Thug Thizzle out there with that, I think it was a leather jacket. I was kind of jocking. Yeah, I was jocking your fresh with that one.
No, that's cool. You know, that's cool,
yeah.
Man.
What's one of your favorite songs to perform?
I got to say, man, Birthday, also another track I got called, Never End. A record, man. It's just like, you know, everybody that hear it, like, you know what, man? Hey, play it again. You know what I'm saying? So that's a record I actually did with one of the Chicago producers here. His name is B. Sam. So we did that joint, and it's just like everybody just loved it. And I did a remix version of it. So, you know. Yeah, man. So.
And what makes that one of your favorite tracks? Like, what is it about that one?
I think the writing-wise, just the metaphors I use. So I think that's the real thing. Like, I'm basically talking about a girl and how, like, she reminds me of, like, how it would feel to be out of space. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ever been in love with a woman that just makes you feel that good to where it's like you can't even describe it, the feeling that you get when you're around her and all of that. So I kind of, tried to, bottle those emotions up into that song, and I think that's what I came up with, you know?
That sounds deep.
Hey, man. Snap. Can I get some snaps?
yes. You get snaps all day. You get snaps all day. Veronica's snapping too, my stupid. She's digging it. Veronica's digging it. That's what's up. Okay,
yeah.
So you got a second? Are you going anywhere?
No, man. I'm be right here, man. I'll be right here.
Okay,
man.
Cool. Okay, because we're going to take a quick break, you guys. We're going to take a quick break. But when we return, what we're going to do is take this up to a more personal level. We're going to find out some real personal details about this dynamic singer-songwriter, aren't you guys? Also, feel free to call in and ask any questions that you may have for our boy Q-Time. This is the radio show, The Kicker Spot. I am your host, T'Angelo. We'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
That thing is still cracking me up. All right, you guys, what's going on? It's your boy, T'Angelo. We are chilling here at the Kickin' Spot with our boy, Q Time. So, Q.
Yes,
you mind
sir.
If I call you Q? Can I call you Q? Is that what people call you?
That's cool.
Okay, cool. I mean, like, you know, I'm just chilling with the homie Q, you know. They call me T sometimes. They do.
Hey, that's what's up, man.
Okay. Okay. So now this segment, we're going to be a little bit more personal. Let's get to know Q Time, the individual. Okay? So, like, right now, if I was to turn on your iPod or check out your CD player, what would we hear playing right now?
Oh, man, right now you would hear one of my favorite songs that's going on right now. I think his name is Goldie, whatever. That song, Someone I Used to Know.
Someone I Used to Know.
Yeah, his name is Goldie or something like that, but that's one of the people I listen to. Besides that, of course, you know I got to go with Brian McKnight. That's one of my favorite singers of all time.
Okay.
Also Michael Jackson, you know, can't forget about him, man. Rest in peace, you know.
Most definitely.
You say what?
I said yes, definitely Michael.
Oh, yeah, come on now. What would we be without Michael?
my sister is feeling you on that gold tee. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm loving that one.
You know what it is? Yeah, it got something like 50 million views on YouTube. It's crazy, man. It's a different story.
What it's about these days.
Yeah, I love that. So,
okay. Some good classics, some good writing in those selections as well.
Of course.
Okay, so in a different vein, so what are a few of your biggest pet peeves?
Oh, man, my biggest pet peeves. I would have to say a girl that's indecisive on exactly what she wants. I say that's
okay,
one of my.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, go ahead and elaborate. What you mean? Go ahead, elaborate.
I mean, more so like I like a woman that knows what she wants. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That just knows exactly what she's looking for as far as with a guy and what she needs and just, you know, all those type of things. I love straightforward, just a woman that knows exactly what she wants. That's, you know.
Are you currently single?
Yes, I am currently single. And
hold on. Let me go post that on Facebook. Let me go find that Facebook. Hold on. I'm gonna post that. Let me tweet it. Let me tweet that. Hold on.
Hey, tell him, man. I'm looking. So.
See, y'all. So right now, he needs a very decisive woman, which means she should be an entrepreneur on the move. So she's gonna be an EOTM. So y'all, you in the right spot.
Oh yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. Tell him to get at me, man. I'm definitely looking. So
that's what's up. So now you talk about being decisive, but now say you in the spot, you know, in a chill, in a lounge or whatever, kicking it at an event or whatever, just chillaxing. What would a girl have to do to kind of get your eye?
And that's a good question. I say you know what?
Yeah,
I like that.
Is she the one on the dance floor that's wilding out, or is she the one that's quiet in the corner?
No, I just like if she on the dance floor doing a nice little two-step. You know what I'm saying? Like she just, you know, she vibing. You know, she got like a natural beauty thing that's happening or whatever. I don't like a girl that try to get too much attention, but I like her looking sexy. You know, preferably wearing like a red dress, you know, got some nice heels on. Got to get your grown woman on.
Right.
Man, I like that. You know, hair, you know, maybe in a ponytail or something like that. Like, I like that. I like natural beauty. You know what I'm saying?
Now, does it matter if the hair is real or not?
You know what? If you got it going on, you got it going on. So I don't mind.
Try it.
Okay. I don't mind. Let's try it.
I'm being facetious. Hey, you got to ask. Cause, I mean, because for me, like, I don't mind the fake, you know, for, like, stage and stuff. But I have to admit, I'm kind of a fan of natural. Like, I am.
But you got to love it all, man. I mean, if you got it looking right, baby, then, you know.
You're right. I can't hate. Because she walk out and turn heads like my girl Taraji P do, then hey.
Oh, yeah. She definitely
right.
The one. Yeah, man.
You
know, of course, you
right.
Can't forget about, you know, all respect to her. I know she married or whatever, but you got Megan Good, beautiful. Like
Taraji
Megan
P. Henson is married?
Yeah, I think.
I don't think she is. When I saw her on 106 in Park, the thing she said she wouldn't do with Chris Brown didn't sound like a married woman.
I don't know, man. Hey, look, I ain't in the business. All I know is that as far as the outer beauty, it's a nice. No, so that's all I comment on. Yeah,
have to check her. Yeah, Taraji's bomb. Okay. So now, why did you choose music as a career?
I think, to be honest with you, it's more like a passion thing. Like my father, he was into music or whatever, so I guess it just passed on. And ever since I was like 6 or 7, I just started like playing the piano, and and it just like carried over. I started doing talent shows when I was in high school. And started doing like first I started off doing Genuine and dance and stuff like that. And then one day somebody said, "Hey, why don't you try to make a career out of it?" And that's what I did, man. So
here you are.
Here I am,
And if you hadn't chose music, what field do you think you would have went into?
Another good question. If I did that, then I think I probably would have just, like, did something like, I don't know, man, probably like a police officer or something like that. Like, I love a challenge. You know what I'm saying?
You love a challenge?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You've been a Chicago police officer.
Yeah, well, I don't know about Chicago now.
I was just questioning it.
Somewhere like that, you know what I'm saying? So, take me somewhere like that, man. I'm good.
Now, speaking of which, you are from Chicago. You know, big ups to all the Chi-Town fam. How was that? Like, I mean, I personally have yet to have been to Chicago. It's on my places to visit list, but I haven't been there yet. But how was it growing up in Chicago?
You know what? It depends on where you grew up. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the beginning of my lifetime, like, I grew up in, like, the rougher inner city parts. But then I was so glad my mama was like, you know what? She grabbed me by the hand and said, "Look, we moving to the suburbs. And look here." That was, like, the best move I ever made, or she ever made, so for me.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, man, it's like, you know, the opportunities are like, better when you're in the suburbs and stuff like that. You ain't getting into the game and stuff like that, so... You know, I guess music kind of really, like, saved me. So, you know.
And then do you have siblings?
Yes, I do. Yes, I actually do. I have a bigger brother.
Do you mean bigger or older?
Yeah, I got a bigger brother. So he's actually into art and stuff like that, too. But he don't sing or nothing like that, so.
Okay, you know. That's what's up. Yeah. And then, now, we can find you on Facebook, and I was just trying to get you right now. Oh, there you are.
Yes.
You got to check out our boy Q-Time on Facebook. You can go, what is it, Q-Time 22?
Yes, it's Q-Time, and that's spelled Q-T-I-M-E 22. And I'm right there on Facebook, so.
Yep, there he is. Okay, yep, definitely. And so now, what you call it? So now, I didn't write this down, but I just had a moment, and I think you can handle this, okay? I haven't done this in a little while now, so we're going to see how this can go. Are you? I got a game we're going to play. You think you can handle it?
Hey, man, what's up?
Okay, so Carla's listening. I know Carla's going to have fun with this because I randomly do what I call a T-minute, okay? And inside of a T-minute, I ask quick-firing questions. They're random questions that just come out of me, and you have to answer with the first thing that comes to your head.
Okay, I guess.
All right, so here goes. Do you prefer hot weather or cold weather?
Hot.
Fish or chicken?
Chicken.
Bath or shower?
Shower.
Hawaii or Alaska?
Alaska.
What feels better, a burp or a fart?
Burp.
And where is the wildest place you've had sex?
Rooftop.
Boom, 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 boom. He just answered all the questions inside of a 10-minute. You did it. Some people don't make it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's, hey, you know what? This is a great game because they always say the first answer is always the best answer. So, you know, or the true answer.
And I was surprised at the burp or a fart. I think I've gotten burp most of the time. I think most people say burp over that one, too.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, you should, you know.
And I asked a girl once on the red carpet where the wildest place to have sex was while she was standing with her boyfriend.
Curious. And she probably went to the place that he wasn't even at, right?
he was like, yeah, I'm kind of interested to know. But she was great at her answer. She was trained very well. She was like, on the red carpet, of course.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Right. That's that Usher and Beyonce. What's that in the club?
Are you serious? Wow.
That's my jam too. But anyhow, okay. So we are hanging out, you guys, with our boy Q Time here at the Kicker Spot as we're gearing up to let our boy get back to his daily affairs. Because you're currently in Chicago, right?
Oh yes, sir. I'm in Chicago right now. So
what time is it? Like 9? Is it 10 there?
It's actually 9:00. Almost going on like 9:30. Well, it's 9:35.
I'm about to get out to the about to get to the nightlife, yeah, boy. But before we go, I'm about to listen to your other track called Ain't Saying Nothing.
Uh-oh, man.
So, Q-Time, we're about to be out here as we get ready to check out your next track, though. But before we go ahead and give a shout-out to all the people in Chi-Town.
Right now, Chi-Town, what's going on? I want to give a special shout-out to everybody that's ever supported me out there. Definitely love Chicago.
That's what's up, you guys. Well, it's Q-Time. Thanks so much for hanging out and chilling with my boy here at the Kicker Spot.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me, man.
Most definitely. Oh, yeah. No, definitely. We had a blast, all right? Until next time, you guys, this is your boy Q-Time. We're checking out his track called Ain't Saying Nothing.
Fresh out the club, 2 a.m. turned up with a bad chick with me. Haters mad, they just seeing a bad chick with me. Paparazzi taking pictures, I ain't reached the top yet. They just think of the swag, I just think it's the outfit. Nevertheless, look how far this ish give me. A year ago, I couldn't pay y'all to make you feel me. Now the ladies is listening, sipping on my Hennessy in the ears. I'm whispering, blase, blase, and blickety. Feeling just like the Kennedy, death to all my enemies. Feeling just like an industry, nigga, I've been industry. Bringing a new energy, West Coast, remember me. They say you don't stop, no, not yet, but I'm finna be doing this in the memory. Make it all and easy in for my ex-girl. Yeah, believe it's me. Grandma, you proud of me. Celebrate my wildest dreams. Keep fly women, skylines and balconies.
I know we've been through a lot, but it's gonna be alright. Now we've all made it. I can see the light. Now we had a lot of haters, but they ain't saying nothing. No, they ain't saying nothing. No. Now we hit the club and the drinks on me.
Dealing with this day to day, no injury reserve, and we even work on Labor Day. Grinding cause I ain't afraid, trying to get my paper up. All the ladies came with us, now come and join the Players Club. Got a lot of haters cause I never seem to lose. They said I used to be a bum, but now I'm getting views. I've been through hell and back, believe me, the flames are scorching. But I never been this close to fame and fortune. No, I ain't the greedy type, I'ma bring my people to it. First they ain't believe me, but finally now they can see it's true. Finally in the best position, plus we getting recognition. Now we got them waiting, a week ago they would never listen. Now I'm 25, started when I was 14. I was on my own, but now I got a support team. Do it like the Woo, I'm always trying to get more cream. If I can reach mine, continue on chasing your dream.
I know we've been through a lot, but it's gonna be alright. Now we've all made it, I can see the light. Now we had a lot of haters, but they ain't saying nothing. No, they ain't saying nothing. No. Now we hit the club and the drinks on me.
I thought we was joking though. Heard a lot of y'all talking in 2011. It's 2012, y'all ain't saying nothing. No, this ain't a game. We trying to get this paper. We out here. Cocky ass. We're selling. Let's go. Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Yeah.
Ooh, the celebrity hub is next. Shh. Be quiet. It might be juicy.
The Kick It Spot Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMBlogs.com. When you're looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMBlogs, yes, I said it, EOTMBlogs.com is the site to visit.
I said be quiet, it's coming on, and get off my foot.
Yo, 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 what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo. And you are tuned in to the Kick It Spot. All right. Well, actually, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into that celebrity hub so we can find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and my thoughts about it. All right. Okay. So, I'm sorry. Y'all was just tripping there for a sec. Alrighty, so Celebrity Hub, what do we have going on? Well, first, one of the most interesting things is that brawl between Chris Brown and Drake that took place back on like the 14th of June. Well, apparently it seems that a few people were quite upset about the whole situation, and of course, a lawsuit has been filed. And according to the venue in New York, they said that both of the stars were involved in this, you know, in this brawl that took place, and apparently they were fighting and things got stirred up because of their, mix and confusion regarding the romantic relationship with the same woman. Yeah. Y'all know who that is? Well, if you don't, maybe you were vacationing under a rock or something, but yeah, it was Rihanna. So according to sources, they say that the suit, which was filed by, again, by the venue, is, you know, really expensive. They really want a lot of money, okay? Now, according to the New York Post, when Drake and Brown, you know, kind of crossed paths up in the club, they began to fight violently at each other, you know, just kind of going at it. Each of the men came with their own small army of bodyguards consisting of about 15 large-built men who were trained, you know, excessively in hand-to-hand combat and weapons and stuff like that. The lawsuit also stated that both Drake and Chris each ordered their goons to take care of business. So the whole thing started because the two of them wanted to go to heads and go to blows over whatever this, you know, confusion is with whoever the girl won't and don't want or whatever. Okay, but apparently the lawsuit is for $16 million in damages. Now, do you think they did $16 million in damages up in the club? That sounds like you could buy three more clubs at least, like brand new, built from the ground up with all the pyrotechnics and poles and dancers and everything. But hey, if they're good for it, I guess that's how the world goes. I don't know. But wait a minute. Wait. I'm sorry. Hold on. What you saying, Veronica? What you say, girl? Oh, okay. So just reported. Okay. So I guess later on today they've actually reported that Chris Brown is even calling the lawsuit BS. Sources are saying that people who were there at the event have been quoted even saying that Drake and Brown never even laid hands on each other. So Chris Brown is thinking the whole thing is a load of crock. Other people are saying they never, you know, put hands on each other in the first place. We'll have to wait to see how it all comes out, but I do know that $16 million at stake here. And it's kind of an interesting thing. I mean, can Chris Brown stay out of trouble? And is he on probation? I mean, can he get into any more fights? I'm not quite sure, but I'm sure there's a management probation clause in there or something that he can't be fighting no more after throwing the chair out the window in New York. So I don't know if that's going to be a good look for him there. But $16 million in damages? Hell, I think I was at the club that night. Y'all could at least give me a nickel off of that, a percentage that is. So anyhow, we'll definitely keep a watch out between the Drake and Chris Brown saga and see who's going to end up cutting that check. And then also, we have learned that our girl Halle Berry has filed a declaration as she wants to move to France. Okay, I know she had been in some trouble with the law lately, so she can't just up and go where she wants to. But apparently, Halle has decided that France would be a much safer place for the celebrity because the paparazzi laws are way tougher out there. She filed a declaration, actually, for Selma, her homegirl Selma Hayek, who lives out there in France, and is just like, oh yeah, it's so much better. She has married a billionaire in France and tells the court that she spends tons of her time in France and with her young daughter, and they don't have the big deal of paparazzi all in your face, making things unsafe and being all over you like you do here in the United States. So they reported before that Hallie wanted to move across the pond with her daughter and her fiance to escape this constant paparazzi attention, and just start kind of anew. And I can't really say I hate. I mean, I kind of get it, you know. Now, granted, she's done her dirt here, so they want you to stay and blah, 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 blah. But we do constantly see Hallie in the news. And I've even seen, actually, a video clip where Hallie was trying to get into her car when the baby was really young, still in, like, in a car seat. And she had to stand in the restaurant and was like, you guys, I will not come out of here until you move away from my vehicle so I can put the baby in the car. And then she had to, like, she was with someone, asked that someone to kind of hold the child in the car seat. So she walks to the car and tried to get the car ready. And they're still trying to snap and get in the way. And she just was, like, completely over it because I want to put my child in the car in a safe manner. And they were all in the face trying to, you know, get the shot of Hallie's baby, you know. And I understand it's their job and so forth and so forth, but at the same time, the child's safety, as well as Hallie's, I mean, the person's safety, the safety of a human being is more important than the picture that's going to give you your big break. So I'm all for it. I guess if she hasn't done too many horrible things, I would say I'd recommend her go ahead and, jump over the pond she go. And then also in the news, we have our boy Bobby Brown, who hasn't quite made it to staying out of the news. But, yes, apparently this young man has decided to go to rehab to help him with his addiction. He recently got in trouble with the law for a DUI. I'm not sure if you guys heard about that, but he was pulled over because he was driving under influence. And so, actually, Bobby Brown has checked himself into a rehab center. Yes, one of his representatives went on to say this past Thursday, earlier today, the representative has said as a part of the plea deal from his March DUI, and he would go to rehab, okay? So the 43-year-old R&B singer checked himself into a confidential rehab center last week, and Brown's spokesperson said in an email to the Associated Press this Thursday that the plea agreement required 90 days of alcohol treatment. And so, you know, Brown's going to do his thug sizzle. Wish him all the best and good luck. And, you know, I hope you pull it together and make it happen this go around. And interestingly, his daughter, Bobby Christina, she seemed to disagree with some of the stuff, you know. She's thinking that, well, what did she say? Dreams from however seems to disagree with the time community that rise above when not faced, you even come to connection. Oh, yeah. So she feels that her and her dad are really good or whatever, and his battle with alcohol has been over the top. But she, you know, TMZ hasn't had the most positive things to say, and she's saying that he will rise above it, you know, he will make it happen. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and wish the best to Bobby Brown. And, again, if you're trying to fight any addiction, I'm always, you know, a supporter. Like, you know, it's not an easy thing, and I know it's a lot involved, you know, from mental and habits and all that stuff. But at the same time, you know, you got to do what you got to do and handle that. And then lastly, I mentioned that someone was getting married, someone is engaged, and we'd all be happy for this said person. Well, it's our girl Jennifer Aniston. Yes, after all the backlash we've heard and all this stuff we've been listening to about, you know, Brad and Angelina and her just kind of being on her chill by herself thing, finally, Jennifer Aniston is doing it. She's about to jump the broom. So congratulations to the beautiful Jennifer Aniston for her engagement, okay, you guys? And then lastly, what I do want to mention is a wonderful, entertaining interview that is going to be airing here soon. Yes, Rihanna sits, chats, drives, walks, and hangs out with our girl Oprah and tells her all about a lot of intimate things, actually, from how it was growing up. They go back to her hometown in Barbados and hang out. They drive around the city. But one of the most interesting things of the interview seems to be the part where Rihanna expresses exactly how she felt at the immediate time, you know, during that immediate time, not just months and months away, but the days after the whole Chris Brown and Rihanna blowout. And I think we're going to see her in a very intimate way that no one has ever had a chance to see her. She did the Barbara Walters interview, and that was all well and cool for then. But now that she's grown up and, you know, life has gone a little bit further past that, I love the way it's being seen today. So you guys, I mean, not today, but how the interview is coming out. Oprah just showed a sneak peek of it. It hasn't aired yet, but it will be coming on soon. So you definitely want to check it out and go to T'Angelo Live on Facebook for all the details when it'll be airing, okay? And definitely keep a lookout for my webisode, as I will be posting my thoughts and updates on this event, okay? So you guys know that it's going to be good. It's going to be good, okay, you guys? So that will be all the news for today inside of the Celebrity Hub. And for more stories like these and other stories like those, be sure to visit EOTMblog.com. And you are now tuned in to The Kicker Spot. And I'm your host, T'Angelo.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at The Kicker Spot.
Yo, 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 what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling here at the Kicker Spot. And you guys, if you are just getting here, you did miss a quite informative and fun interview with our boy from the Chi-Town R&B sensation, Q-Time, as we were here kicking it, finding out a bunch of intimate details about who he is and what's going on with his movie and his album and his writing, and it all was a lot of fun. So you definitely are going to want to check it out and tune in, play it back, so you don't miss anything, you guys, because it was a lot of fun. Give me one moment here. Let's see. Can we? I'm getting discombobulated. Oh, you guys. Okay, so just FYI, I took a little fall a week or so ago and hurt my back, right? And why these back injuries don't go away is beyond me. My back still hurts. And as I sit here, I'm like, oh, ouch, this isn't feeling good. And no, it doesn't feel good. And I guess apparently back injuries take a while to get rid of. And mine hasn't gone away yet. And so I guess when I went skating and thought I was one of these Olympic people and tried to do some new stunt, and I guess it didn't go too well. Therefore, I am now with a little owie. I mean, I'm a lot better. I'm a lot better, but there's still a little owie there. So anyhow, that's that. Okay, you guys, well, we have had a blast here tonight. I'm just babbling because my back isn't feeling good, actually. Sorry. Excuse me. And we've had mad fun and had a whole, you know, slew of good times here tonight, as usual, at the Kicker Spot. And I just implore you to stop by T'Angelo Live on Facebook and, you know, like the page. Sorry, I'm just trying to get you guys on Facebook now. Someone's speaking to me. Hello there. Oh, you guys are so good. And I'm trying to figure. Here we go. Okay, so anyhow, so yeah, we definitely had a blast, you guys, tonight playing and hanging out here at the Kicker Spot. And don't forget to always go to EOT and Block for all your celebrity news. And what else is there to talk about? La 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 la. Okay. Also, you guys, remember relationship tip of the week is play it cool. Just play it cool. And then also, you guys, if you want more information and details on the Rihanna Oprah interview, you definitely can check out Tangelo Live on Facebook, because I will be putting up a video about it and, you know, give you my thoughts and insights. It's going to be a lot of fun, so definitely be sure to check it out. Also, I must insist you guys like the page. Check to follow Twitter. I know I keep saying it, but I don't want you to miss it. Also, there's a lot of great pictures they put up on the Facebook page, okay? I actually went through it myself because someone managed to collect up a lot of my professional shots that I've done over time from the red carpet and all that stuff, and, you know, being behind the stage and all that jazz. So it's there. You see some shots from photo shoots. You see me and Carla acting a fool on red carpet. You see us with other people, celebrities and things. So enjoy that. Also, soon to come is going to be some of my videos that we've done from red carpets to live performances. If you guys don't know, I'm also a dancer, professional dancer. So they'll be putting up some of my performances, some choreography up there. The Tangelo Live page is going to be fly. All right, you guys. And then lastly, Lastly, I also want to thank our boy Q-Time for stopping by. As always, we had a great time. You guys, be sure to check out our boy our boy Q-Time and all his awesome music and stuff. You can find him on Facebook at Q, you know, the letter Q-T-I-M-E, the number 22, on Facebook. And hit him up. Check him out. Listen to all his good music and jazz. And I also want to take this moment to apologize, you guys, I'm going to apologize to my boy Q-Time. We played the track earlier. You know, Digital World sometimes a little off, and unfortunately, you guys heard a track by a different artist. Ain't Saying Nothing wasn't quite Q-Time, and so what we're going to do now is go ahead and give you guys Q-Time. My bad, Q. You know, the button was, you know, and then I'm sorry, okay? But what we are going to do is have Q-Time close the show with his track, Never End, which is another great song I want you guys to hear. So we're going to listen to Never End as we close the show. Until next time, you guys, I'm your host, T'Angelo, and be sure to live life to the fullest. Just live. I'm gone.
be lonesome. And we could hit every ocean, forever be toasting. High as a cockpit, world gets boring and ride the rocket. I'll take you